On Robin Hood Radio, we have been covering the transformation plan submitted by New Vance Health for Sharon Hospital for quite a while now. And we have spoken to parties, doctors, physicians on air. We've spoken to just regular residents, to politicians. We have also spoken to the folks that really organized a couple of years ago to have New Vance toe the line with what they agreed to when they took over Sharon Hospital, and that is Save Sharon Hospital. And this morning, we have with us Lydia Moore from Save Sharon Hospital to talk with us a little bit about the history, what they do, when they started, and what they hope to accomplish. Good morning, Lydia.
So we originally started Save Sharon Hospital back in 2018 when the hospital's previous owners announced that they were planning to close maternity at Sharon Hospital. That was HealthQuest. And so the community rallied together at that time. And pretty quickly, the hospital announced it would be keeping maternity open indefinitely. Then subsequently in 2019, when New Vance was created by a merger between the previous hospital's owners and another hospital group in Connecticut, New Vance signed an agreement with the state that it would not close the hospital's essential services, including maternity, for at least 5 years. So that contract is up April 1st, 2024. So when New Vance announced its plans to close maternity in September of last year, just 2 years into this agreement with the state, we were shocked. And we ended up organizing another rally at that time. And we had, according to one journal outlet, we had almost 400 people attend. People really care about having access to essential services such as maternity in our community, because it is so important. And after that rally, we actually, Save Sharon Hospital formed a nonprofit entity so that we could raise funds to hire a lawyer to fight this. And so since then, we've been working with a really great lawyer from North Carolina who has been guiding our way through this fight at the state level. And so now this fight for maternity is culminating with a public hearing on Tuesday, October 18th. So gearing up for that hearing, we're having several community events. We've already had two community roundtables led by some of the local doctors, and we have two more roundtables coming up. One in Millerton tonight, actually at 6 o'clock at the Millerton, the Northeast Millerton Library, and then another next Wednesday, the 12th, in Kent at the St. Andrew's Parish at 6:30. And then we have our rally to Save Sharon Hospital on Sunday, October 16th at 2 p.m. at the Sharon Town Green. And we're really hoping to have a large community turnout at that time because we'll be signing letters that we're sending to the Office of Health Strategy, who is the government body that's having that's hosting the hearing and that's going to make the decision on whether or not New Vance can close maternity. And we also want to show support for all the doctors who are fighting this fight. And we want to show New Vance how, once again, how important maternity is to our community.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, thank you. Now I can hear you.
I jerry-rigged something and we'll see how it works. So now, the important thing I think that you have done, and it's amazing, it doesn't matter whether somebody's a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, all of our, I think 100% of our elected officials have come out in all the towns and even the state representation to say that this is a bad idea, what's going on, not only with the maternity, but also with the in the emergency room with the intensive care. And it isn't cheap. It isn't cheap to do something like this, especially when you hire a law firm that knows its way around. What do you feel? I mean, there was a story in the Mirror, Connecticut Mirror, Wyndham Hospital,
They fought this and they won. There's only, I think, four now locally owned small hospitals left in the state. How do you feel going into these hearings with the state? Does it look good or is it too early to tell?
Yeah, so I mean, our whole group and our lawyer, we're all very cautiously optimistic that we have a really good chance to fight this. Wyndham Hospital, which is owned by Hartford Healthcare, their community fought the closure of maternity that Hartford Healthcare had applied for. And OHS, once again, the same governing body that we are speaking with for our public hearing, they made a preliminary decision that Hartford Healthcare could not close maternity at Wyndham Hospital. And of course, Hartford is now appealing that decision and there's a final decision pending. But I think this bodes really well for us. The state wants our rural communities to have the important services. They don't want women having to drive an hour away or either in their own car or via ambulance to deliver babies. They know that it's not safe. They know we have difficult roads to navigate in the dark, not to mention during potential storms. We've all had to deal with trees coming down on the road, having to turn around. That's just part of being in this beautiful area. And the state doesn't want those unsafe conditions for birthing mothers.
We're speaking with Lydia Moore, Save Sharon Hospital. A reminder, tonight in Millerton, New York, is a community roundtable. And next week on Wednesday, another one in Kent. And also on the 16th, the rally on the green. Now, as we look at this particular problem with New Vance Health and Sharon Hospital combined, I've spoken to a couple of doctors. And what they say is both these issues, both the closing down of maternity services and the changing of the emergency room, I'll say mission, are exactly linked, because it just shows that and I've spoken to four different doctors now. They say that there's just not enough proper personnel that'll be on site if something bad happens. And I guess that's what's so important about this issue, that what do you feel? I mean, Victor Jermak spoke to me about 3 or 4 months ago, and originally, correct me if I'm wrong, New Vance Health said they were going to keep things constant for 5 years, right?
Yes, absolutely. So they signed an agreement with the state to not close maternity or, critical care, which is the ICU, for 5 years. And that agreement isn't up until April 1st, 2024. So we still have, quite some time to go.
And I guess what Victor Jermak was pointing out is that instead of fighting this, what he would expect New Vance to do is to work with your group and legislators and community groups to find out in the next year and a half to 2 years we have how, because this isn't going to change in another year and a half. So the time should be spent, instead of fighting this with the community, working with the community to find out how in 5 years this can continue on. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Our community is very invested in healthcare and in our hospital, and there are really smart people here that have really fantastic ideas, and I wish that we could all just work together to come up with a solution. There are other hospital models that we could follow, and it does seem that that New Vance is just out to that they're just focusing on their bottom line rather than the mission of the hospital, which is to be here for people in our community. And I just wanted to clarify something that you mentioned. So New Vance has not applied to close the ER.
They're going to change the mission statement of though with intensive care. I mean, it's a big change that they're proposing.
Oh, definitely. And I think that Dr. Kirsch spoke with you a little bit about this. So they want to replace the intensive care unit, which is where, the sickest of the sick patients go, where they can be put on breathing machines and can have medications to help their blood pressure stay in within the optimal range. So they want to close that and replace it with a combined unit where lesser sick patients could go. And when you hear what Nuvance says publicly, they will say there's no change in the intensity care of patients that they could have in this newly formed unit, which they would be calling a progressive care unit. But then when you actually look at their application, they say, yes, there are certain patients that could no longer be admitted to this hospital. And one of the criteria for not being admitted to the proposed progressive care unit is requiring intensive care nursing level. So it's not the same thing, and it's really sad to me that they're trying to say that it would end up being the same thing and they're just combining things, because that's misinformation. And I really want to make sure that the community understands that.
We're speaking with Lydia Moore once again, the Save Sharon Hospital, their opposition to the Nuvance Health Plan, what they call a transformational plan for Sharon Hospital. Once again, if you want to go to Millerton tonight, the meeting's in Millerton at the library, but there's another meeting coming up, a community meeting on next Wednesday in Kent, and of course on the town green on the 16th, a rally. The thing that stood out to me with one of these community meetings that the Sharon Hospital held was a couple of months ago when asked what they would do if the state told them to how to keep the maternity open as is. They didn't have an answer. They didn't say, "Oh, well, we'll try to work to do it." Their answer was kind of scary, saying, "Well, we don't know what we do." Does that answer must have concerned you, basically.
Well, I think they would have to keep
Yeah.
it open.
Yeah.
And and you had mentioned before that there's that this is not like a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. And we've spoken with all the selectmen in the area, and several of the surrounding towns have created statements of support for full services to be maintained here. So it's not just Sharon and Salisbury and Kent and Cornwall. We have Goshen, Norfolk, North Canaan, and even Amenia in New York. So this is a really big issue, and it's not just our group saying that this is important. It's our local government officials too.
It's a healthcare issue that goes beyond all boundaries. And the last thing in the world we want to see is Nuvance say, "Okay, well, we're going to throw up our hands and put this hospital out to the latest bidder." I mean, this is an important part of life here in the northwest corner of Connecticut and eastern New York, and even into Massachusetts. The hospital is a health driver, an economic driver, and the fact that people won't live here if doctors don't work here and you don't have a hospital.
Absolutely. And think about all the patients or the families that have come up with the pandemic. We've seen this huge influx of families coming into the local schools. And we don't want to lose that.
Well, once again, if people want, now this all costs money, folks. We're a nonprofit here. It's funny, when you look at the Sharon Audubon and you look at us and other nonprofits, what we do costs money, and there's nobody that pays the tab except for people out there that are interested. How can people make a donation to help you continue with what you're doing?
People can go to our website, savesharonhospital.org, and we do have our mailing address on there. But I also, it's not just about the money, although of course that is important because we do have, high lawyer fees. But we also just want the community support in general. We want people to come to our meetings. We want them to hear, what's happening from the doctor's perspective. We want them to come to our rallies, to hear from our local officials, to hear from the doctors, to hear from prior patients and current patients at Sharon Hospital on why this is important for us and for our community.
And also, it's extremely important. And one voice, somebody might be sitting there and saying, what good is my voice? Well, if your voice is joined with thousands of other people and you send a message to the state, I think that is also equally as important. And at your website, you give the addresses where people can send their comments to the state, right?
Yep, it's very simple, OHS@ct.gov. So they can just email their testimony to the state that way. And then the public hearing is actually going to be on Zoom. So it's going to be incredibly accessible for everyone in our community. It starts at 10 a.m. on Tuesday the 18th, with public testimony starting at 3. But you can sign up starting at 2 o'clock. I think that we're also trying to find a place where people can come and almost like a viewing party, watch the hearing together, testify with other local, with other community members. And so we're looking into that. So stay tuned. We'll be announcing that on Facebook and Instagram and on our website as well.
Well, once again, first of all, a big thank you to all your volunteers who are working with Save Sharon Hospital for the good of the community. And just keep up the work and just keep us informed here at the radio station.
Thank you so much, Marshall. And actually, before we leave, I just wanted to share a quick personal story. So as Sage Turn Hospital has been preparing our argument at the state level, we've been reading and rereading these hundreds of pages of documents, which can often be quite dry. And while going through this, it's been so easy for me to forget the personal aspect of what is going on. Why I personally want to keep maternity open. And it's not just that I had such a fantastic experience delivering our two kids who are now 5 and 3 at Sharon Hospital, and that I was so grateful for knowing that I had a safe, reliable, that I had safe, reliable doctors at my doorstep. But as we've been gearing up for the rally, I've been so moved by all the individual stories I hear. And it's not just the current young moms in our community who have had emergencies and whose lives have been saved because of this high quality, safe maternity unit. But our OB doctors have been saving lives here for decades. There are women my age in our community who would not be here if it wasn't for these doctors. And my own mother-in-law, who gave me permission to share her story, had a horrific miscarriage in between my husband and his sister. And she lived 6 minutes from Sharon Hospital at that time. And she lost so much blood and had to be taken emergently to the OR, where the doctors were able to stop the bleeding, save her uterus, and save her life. And she would never have made it the 45-minute drive to Charlotte-Hungerford or the hour drive to Danbury. And then my husband would have grown up without a mom, and his sister would never have been born, and our kids would never have known their loving Nana. And the thing is, there are so many powerful, moving stories like this one. So Nuvance just cannot be allowed to close this vital service within our community. And I really hope that everyone will share their own personal stories with the state at the public hearing.
And I'll just add what I've been saying all along. I'm 69 years old. I have a personal physician. You know what? At 69 years old, I don't want to have to worry because if Nuvance Health continues to alter services at the hospital, it's going to be very hard to attract doctors to this area without a hospital. I personally, at 69 years old, and people, whether you're 25 or 30, should be concerned about the future. If you want to have physicians around here and you want to have health care, it includes a fully functional hospital.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much, Marshall.
All right, Lydia, thanks for getting up early this morning and joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, take care.